Task 3. Buckingham Palace is the official residence of British monarchs. Nowadays it serves as Elizabeth II's residence. The palace is the biggest still-in-function royal palace in the world. There are 755 rooms in the palace, including 52 royal bedrooms, 188 guest and staff bedrooms, 78 bathrooms and 92 offices. The palace is like a small country within the country. It's got its own post, police department, hospital, cinema, even a great art gallery, which contains works of Rubens and Rembrandt. Two men work full-time to take care of 300 clocks, which are placed in different rooms. About 3 miles of red carpet are laid on the floors of the palace. The balcony from where the Queen greets her citizens on special occasions is well known all over the world. One can easily guess when the Queen is in her residence. The flying Union Jack is the mark. It's worth saying that the palace wasn't designed as a royal building. It was constructed for Duke Buckingham in 1703 and called Buckingham House. Later, the palace was sold to King George III. The king had it reconstructed, but the first permanent resident of the palace was Queen Victoria, who found the building absolutely uninhabitable and had to deal with it. Since Queen Victoria's reign, Buckingham Palace has become the official royal residence. Fortunately, the palace didn't suffer from aerial bombardments in the years of World War I and World War II. In summer, while the royal family is on holiday in Scotland, the palace is open for the public. However, not all the rooms are allowed to be entered. The most famous ceremony in London, the changing of the guard, takes place every day from April to August, and attracts plenty of tourists.